got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday?
Okay.
You gotta warn me when it starts.
Well, that won't be the start. Remember, we're professional now. Oh. We have, like, professional starts.
Oh, with the song?
Yeah.
But I didn't hear it, so I didn't know we were gonna start.
Well, now we're back to our old bullshit. Guess what? This is the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast.
Can I open this door a little bit?
Yeah, should we start over?
No, this is great.
I'm Chris Cote.
Hi, and I'm Todd, and I'm just getting back from the Dew Tour.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to that. We got all kinds of news and information for you today. We're going to be talking helmets and surfing. We're going to be talking about golfing, because people care about that. The Nazare Toe Surfing Challenge. We've also got snowboarding news. We've got skate news. We've got Oscar talk. All kinds of fun stuff. The Dump Tour. The Snowboarder Awards.
Mm-hmm.
The Razzies we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about parasites. Todd's personal parasites. All will be covered, Todd. The intro music, of course, Friends Coming Home by Chris Cote, solo.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to our sponsors.
All right.
We've got amazing sponsors.
You know,
Todd,
I read a comment that said that we have the best sponsor. What do you
roster?
Call it? No. Well, roster, yeah, but like... when we intro the sponsors.
People love that part of the show.
It really makes up about 40% of the show.
Well,
at this
point. Think of our sponsors as if we had just a bright white surfboard.
As an extension of me.
And these are stickers on our board. We would be
sold the windshield.
On Medina-esque Adriana D'Souza-ish levels with our amount of sponsors.
Yep.
Which is fine with me. We're the NASCAR of podcast sponsorships. Starts with Adventure.io, if we're going alphabetical. Adventure.io.
Adventure.io.
Adventure.io is where you can make your dreams come true. You can go on incredible day trips, week-long trips. You can hang out with Chris and Todd on a Monday in Encinitas. All your dreams can come true.
We are a good time
via
to hang out with.
Adventure.io. Todd, pay attention.
I am.
Get out of there.
Look at these.
Yep.
What's this?
I got a care package.
Oh, that's
from
your
Steve
little
Van
thing.
Doren.
Oh, that's
that's
so
right.
Cool.
I'll tell you about it.
All right.
OGO. OGO bags.
Used it.
They're going to come in handy. Tell me about how you used your OGO bag this weekend.
Well, I put clothes in it, and then I zipped it, and then I gave it to the airline.
You put it
all
in
my
the
trust,
plane.
And they put it under the belly of the plane. It showed up, and I rolled it through the snow. It's a great bag. It's very organized.
You had a nice time with it.
With the bag, yeah.
In transit. And, of course, we gave you all the codes last week, so go there and look at them. K2 Snowboarding. K2's got a new film project that just came out that we'll be talking about in Snow News. I'll give you a little preview. It's called Vertical. It's got Jody, Matt, and Curtis. And I'm going to ask Todd about it later.
Sure.
Because it's going to be fun. Panikin Coffee and Tea, as always, the best of the best. You know, I got a funny story for you, Todd. This weekend, I was delivering Encinitas Magazine, which is a little... Side project that I do.
It's a zine.
Yeah, I brought it to a competing coffee shop, let's say.
We're competing with Panikin.
Yeah. There's no competition, by the way.
Did you get vibed?
I got vibed. I got told the magazines are not welcome here.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
and
for
real?
I
was kind of thrown back.
Like, they were for real?
Well, they said, yeah, you know, the owner doesn't really want magazines and flyers and stuff around, and he'll end up just throwing them away, so just don't drop them off. The lady behind the counter was super nice about it, but I was like...
Did you feel like you were getting vibe?
I kind of felt like I was getting vibe, and then immediately I went on the defensive like, oh, really? Oh. Well, screw you and your coffee.
Listen to this. So I'm at the Panikin this morning, as I do.
And you know what? This is perfect because I know where you're going with this.
Okay.
And this just further illustrates and demonstrates Panikin's supremacy over all other coffee places.
Yeah.
Go
so
ahead.
So I sit down. First I walk in. First dude I see is Steve Caballero.
Awesome.
Cabby's like, come sit down, talk. Next thing you know, I'm sitting at a table. I got Grant Britton. I got Steve Caballero. I've got Mike McGill.
Come on.
I've got Kevin Staub. And then I look over and frickin' Bert Lamar's sitting down.
Separate table.
Separate table.
Jeez. It's like you walked into the Action Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, if,
and you got great coffee.
I'm just telling you, like, there's, it's where you go. All these other coffee shops that don't like magazines, you know,
right?
Whatevs.
For me, like, what did I? Maybe it's because I sing the praises of Panikin too much, and I'm fine with that. Panikin Coffee and Tea, the best. Chemistry Surfboards. Well, I haven't surfed lately because it's been.
Has it not been good? I haven't really been home.
Has it been that great?
Now we're dealing with like full moon, crazy tide. I do have my brand new board that I brought home. I got a beer fridge again for like kind of spring, early summer. Jason says I get too many boards.
Well, you're not breaking them, are you?
No, but it's like I end up crushing out the like where the tail is. You know, like where you put your. I don't know what it is, if it's like I just have some weird body positioning, but I end up crushing out.
I think you just have weird body.
It's my weird body.
Hey, we're live on Instagram again. We're halfway through our sponsors. Todd's just talking about all the boards he orders.
Anyway.
Surfer level amount of surfboards.
Not really.
For this guy.
Not that many. I just, whatever. I don't know. They kind of just fall apart because I always get EPS boards and you end up dinging them and they blow up and they fill with water. And
maybe you're just ripping too
hard.
What's
that? My phone fell out of my pocket.
Oh, be careful. Chemistry Surfboards, at Chemistry Surfboards on Instagram. YouOnline.com. Our home away from this home.
Can I open these?
Yeah, put those
feel
on.
Like I should wear these.
We got New Greens. New Greens keeps you fresh inside. We look great on the outside. Todd looks better than me on a daily basis.
Keeps your insides fresh. As,
I mean, that sound of Todd opening this is...
It's like an ASMR... Podcast.
It's the opposite of that. It's an ass to mouth sound. It's horrible.
This is the sound of my underwear. I haven't washed it in 12 days.
Okay, knock it off. What do you got here?
I don't know. You got a care package.
You got
package.
Some Thrasher magazine glasses.
Thrasher magazine glasses.
Sick.
How's that?
You should have worn those at your super group meetup this morning at Panikin. New Greens is wonderful. At New Greens. Nanocraft CBD just filled up my coffee. With Nanocraft Day.
I have to call Nanocraft.
You need
CBD.
Some nighttime.
I just need more nighttime. I love that shit.
Did you used it all due to our week?
I use it every single night.
Good for you.
Sometimes I use it during the day, and just if I'm bored, I want to have like a challenge to stay awake.
Well, you know how to stay awake? By
roll?
Riding your Super 73 bike around town. Holy cow.
I can't wait.
Todd, so we got our bikes Friday.
Yep.
Shout out to the UPS guy who's a homie who called me when I wasn't home. He goes, yo, I got these bikes. When can you be home? Waited for me. The guy's a G. And I was so excited. Super 73 bikes. Todd.
I can't wait.
The level of fun. It's childlike. I remember being a kid and going, I'm going to go ride my bike. And that was a thing. That was something to do, right?
Yeah.
It's back. With a Super 73 electric bike.
Are we outlaw biker status now?
I rode around. I got my girl on the back.
Really?
People are honking at me going, yes, dude, you're cool. I felt that.
Do you wear a helmet?
I'm going to start wearing a helmet.
Is it borderline fast enough to wear a helmet?
It's the high speed is between 20 and 23 or something.
You can't run 23 miles an hour.
Doesn't sound very fast until you're actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful, Todd.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm going to put it together this afternoon.
Dude.
Mine's sand color.
Yours is sand color. Mine's
so
army green.
Stoked.
And I've just been on the Super 73 website. I'm looking at accessories. I'm kitting my bike out.
Are you accessorizing?
Oh, yeah.
Baskets and racks.
Oh,
and
everything. I want everything on it.
Rocket
if I
launchers,
could get a
smoke
side
screen,
car.
Oil slick.
The whole deal. Super 73, the best. And the just get ready, though, because people will stop you and ask you about it. It's like walking around with your pants off. What's up? What is that? That's the questions you get. Dude, that thing looks cool.
What's the range on that?
Let me see that thing. Trust me. And I'm going to be riding my Super 73 electric bike to Camp Shred on February 29th through March 1st.
It's coming up so quick.
I know it's coming in hot. Bands are booked. Brands are booked. It's the world's largest surfboard demo. It's at San Alejo Campgrounds right here in Cardiff by the Sea, California. Make a weekend of it. Get a campsite. Camp out. Surf your brains out. Listen to some amazing music. listen to Joe Wood perform TSOL's best, 83 to 93. It's called Change Today.
After our last show,
you got hyped.
I kind of went into like a TSOL thing for a couple days.
It was a thing. I'm right there with you. Pretty much every time I surf, I'm listening to TSOL, The Cult, Dag Nasty. I made a surf amp set list on Spotify. Surf amp set list on Spotify. And it's got all my favorite hits from the 80s and 90s.
You know, it's funny. There hasn't been, I don't know, I just haven't been like excited to like listen to any music.
Right.
It's kind of like the new music that comes out is kind of boring.
New music mostly sucks. 99% of it is
terrible.
I'll
tell you what, you know, like all those bands that you just said, like I just find myself digging deeper into like, you know, my OK Boomer friggin' soundtrack.
It's fine.
Of my life. But I'll tell you what.
This is the soundtrack of
your
life.
So there's Change Today was like one. That was the Green album, right? Change Today. It's like it's green cover.
Red, green. Yeah, green.
And then
green or red.
And that's got like that has like flowers by the door and Black Magic and all that stuff on it. And then there's Revenge, which is when they kind of went glam, sort of.
They start
more metally.
It was a pretty quick transition from straight up punk to rock to metal.
But I mean, like Revenge has some of like the most iconic TSOL songs that I can think of on there, and it's like. You know, what was it? Night of the Living Dead or Return of the Living Dead? They had a song on that soundtrack.
Well, it's interesting because when I hear that, I just think this is surf music.
Yeah.
You know, it's surf music.
For
people our age.
Long story
late
short.
Late 20s.
It's going to be like a
sing
along.
I'm going to cry. It's going to be the best. That's happening on February 29th and March 1st, San Leo Campgrounds, Camp Shred.
I better be here.
You better. Damn, be here.
You better butter my muffin.
Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. What was the style of board you
I get a beer. I either get beer fridges.
Beer fridge.
Or flash points. Those are like my two go-tos.
I have a flash point.
Flash point.
I haven't surfed in 2 weeks.
I went and looked this
morning.
Loser. And the tides are crazy high every day now.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right. But anyway, we'll surf soon.
Our friend Albie Layer posted some photos of him surfing small waves in a helmet.
Yep.
Big rock star energy on the side. He posed a question. And with Albie, the interesting thing is you don't know if he's completely taking the piss, if he's giving the piss, or if he's being serious with his question but masking it in kind of a funny way as to maybe deflect somebody giving the piss to him.
Well, if you just... Albie went through like a traumatic brain injury, and like if you want to do what you want to do, you gotta play by nature's rules. He just wants to go surf.
So he went surfing. He's got a helmet. He's doing airs and small waves, and he's posing the question: will surfing in helmets ever be cool? And he's saying, "I will help make surfing in helmets cool again." And then Kelly Slater chimed in with the MHCA. Took me a minute. Make helmets cool again.
I think that, you know, I don't think it's going to be a matter of it being cool. I think it will be just like it is in snowboarding, where it's just how it is. A generation will grow up with it. But I don't. Surfing's a weird one, and so is skating. Skating, obviously, you would think that you would need to wear a helmet all the time, and what goes down on the streets on a daily basis. That is probably the place you would need a helmet the most, but you don't see it in skating. But
you know what? The new sounds so bad. I've been seeing more and more kids out on the streets, street skating with their group of friends. They're all in helmets.
If that's the way it goes, and it's just like, it's the norm because some group comes up and that's just the way it is. Or you've got to like, all of a sudden, what happens if like the best wave pool in the world to negate some... insurance issues says you have to wear helmets.
I honestly, there's certain waves at wave pools that the one in Melbourne, for example, Urban Surf, that they're having Stab High at, which I wasn't invited to, which we'll talk about later.
Okay.
The barrel there apparently has been taking victims, straight up stitches every session.
Really?
Super shallow, fast, very powerful. You will If you fall, you're getting smoked, and your session will be over if you crack your head open. So I'm saying, why not wear a helmet in the wave pool in the barreling wave? Because who cares? You're having so much fun. It doesn't. Who cares what you're looking like, right?
Look, it doesn't. Like, a helmet's not going to do anything to the photo that you take of me because it already looks like shit. And so who cares if I'm wearing a helmet?
So helmets and surfing.
Do what you want.
And you would wear it at Pipeline?
I would wear a helmet at Pipeline?
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm not going out at Pipeline.
I'm not going out at Pipeline.
So the surfing I do more often than not does not require a helmet.
But
let's just put it
I will
way.
Tell you this, though, Chris. If I racked my brain doing something on a snowboard or a skateboard and a doctor said, look, neurologically, you're jacked if you tap your head again.
Yeah.
I would wear a helmet.
Oh,
everywhere.
For sure. Well, we have a friend who cracked his head at Pipeline, who now always surfs in a helmet. He's our age. I'm not gonna say who it is because I didn't ask them permission.
Sure.
But Al Cleland Jr., an amazing surfer, young kid out of mainland Mexico, who got a concussion skating, I think, wearing a helmet now in waves of consequence. Albie Lehr, one of the greatest aerialists to ever do it, a freaking Peahi Charger wearing a helmet all the time. Jeremy Flores, helmet guy. Owen Wright, helmet guy. The list of cool people that wear helmets now is pretty much you're fine wearing a helmet.
Do you think, I mean, I just think back to when I was skating vert all the time. I would never not wear a helmet.
Right.
It was just part of the deal.
Let's call. We're gonna call RP Bess from Pro Tech after the show and get new helmets. All right.
Sure.
That's it. Enough said. you want to talk some golf news?
No.
Yeah. Kelly Slater was golfing this weekend.
This just in.
With, tell me if you recognize any of these names without looking at the screen. Larry Fitzgerald. Phil Mickelson,
Gerald Fitzgerald,
Justin Verlander, Victor Hovland, Steve Young. Anyone?
Nope. Oh, I recognize one guy.
Yeah. Who?
One of the first names.
You don't recognize.
I
shit.
Did. That one guy, not the.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Nope, not.
Kevin Steelman?
Nope. The other guy.
I heard you had a one-stroke lead up at Dutour. That's golfing terminology, people. Kay. Yeah, so that happened in Pebble
Jack
Beach.
Jack Nicholson, you said his name.
Jack Nicholson.
I remember that.
Yeah,
name.
From the scary movie.
Yeah,
the
from The
Mansion.
Shining. Yep.
Apparently, Kelly Slater is really good at putting. That's not, I'm serious. That was on, I found myself on the Golf News Network today, researching stuff for this show.
And Kelly
for
was
the
just,
people.
And Kelly was in there.
As people fast forward past golf news. Yeah, Kelly's apparently a really good golfer.
I
he
if
invited
golf news
me
would
golfing.
Be like a thing.
Remember when he invited me golfing that one time?
I don't.
It was the best day of my life, other than my birthday.
What's what did people start calling golf in surf? Like
golf geek?
No. And like
sticks?
Whack fuck.
Yep.
I heard, wasn't that like the terminology for
That's
golf?
Funny.
Whack fuck. Because like you hit it and then you just say fuck unless you're good.
I think Green Room Times put up something, or maybe it was Rinsed. Whoever put it up, it said, shockingly,
oh yeah, middle-aged
30 or 30-something surfer takes up golfing. I am not good at golf. That's yeah.
I'm not ready to give up.
When I quit drinking, I quit playing golf, and I quit fishing. And I'm probably quitting bowling. I went bowling over the weekend. It's boring.
Let's move on from bowling news.
This season, tomorrow probably, depending on when you listen to
it. I thought it was Thursday.
Today or tomorrow or Thursday, the Nazare Toe Surfing Challenge presented by Jogos Santa Casa. For four episodes of WSL Surf Breaks, I've been thinking I'm killing it saying Jogos Santa Casa. And that's wrong.
It's Jogos?
That's Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Portuguese company.
Jogos.
And I apologize to Jogos Santa Casa. This is the first ever team-oriented big wave towing event in the league's history. Todd, you want to know how it works? 19 big wave surfers from around the globe. 17 men, 2 women. They're paired up into teams. They compete in a 4-hour expression session with no elimination. And if the waves are good, they just keep going.
Keep going, okay.
Keep going. There's priority. There's you know, each team will be whipping each other in on jet skis.
So there's light organization to keep it safe, I'm assuming.
It's kind of like go out there, have a session. We'll be the judge of that.
But, I mean, when you're whipping into waves of consequence like that and you're in jet skis, there's got to be some semblance of organization or else you're just going to have jet skis running over jet skis.
Well, they're probably going to they'll have priority. And I don't know if that's flags on the beach or like.
You can't, but you can't priority. Hear that out there. The waves are so big. There's no
well,
way you can
have,
hear a beach announcer.
Well, they have, no, they have
oh,
a walkie-talkie, yeah. I would assume.
Got it.
Or a vibrating disc like you have at a
oh,
restaurant.
Oh, yeah, like your
order's
your
ready.
Noodles are ready.
And that thing goes, and then you go, okay, let's catch a wave. So the honors will be awarded at the end of the day. And again, Todd, you said maybe Tuesday, maybe Thursday.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I said it, but I don't know. The men's wave of the day, women's wave of the day, team champions, and the Jogos Santa Casa Commitment Award. That's all going down sometime soon. Go to worldsurfleague.com. Keep your eyes peeled on it. Mick Fanning had a big couple of days.
Is he getting married?
He had a stalker. He is engaged. He's having a kid, and he's got a dog.
Wow, that is...
I don't know what order all that happened in.
That's just like a weekend around here.
Right? So congratulations to Mick Fanning.
What's up with the stalker?
The stalker, you know, it's interesting. When Stephanie Gilmore had a stalker who eventually hit her with a pipe, right?
I remember that, yeah.
It's really gnarly. When a woman has a stalker in the news, it's a very serious tone. Mick Fanning had a female stalker, an older lady, and everybody's making jokes about it, which I don't think is super funny. Do you? I don't think it's funny. Because a female stalker can do just as much damage as a male stalker.
That's right.
And I just don't... I think that there was a comedic take across all surf websites...
About the stalker.
Like, Mick Fanning's got a stalker. But I would imagine that'd be... What if you had some middle-aged lady who was in love with you and, like, outside of your house, looking in your windows? And
oh, so it was like
shit.
That?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's not... No joking matter.
I'm not done. I've seen something about Mary. I know what's up.
I know. What about the movie with the lady who hits the guy with the sledgehammer in the feet? Misery. Yeah.
Was that that was a stalker movie.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that's... I'm just saying be careful what you make fun of.
I won't, Ben. I was going to, but now I've thought.
The good news is Mick Fanning is having a baby. He's getting engaged. He's got a beautiful pup, and I'm happy for him. And he still surfs so good.
Still Mick.
This is related.
Okay.
Mick Fanning, obviously longtime Rip Curl rider, will be till he's 50 or something. Flip side of that, Alana Blanchard, Nikki Van Dyke, and Matt Wilkinson off Rip Curl.
By choice?
No.
A slice.
Sliced. Rip Curl's got a stacked team, so they had to make some space. I feel like Alana Blanchard and Nikki Van Dyke and Wilco will all be just fine. Wilco's trying to get back on the championship tour. But as I read on Stab, I think, he's got a hotel in Byron Bay that's doing just fine, thank you. He's rich. He's going to be fine.
Is he part of Balter?
Probably.
Hmm.
He'll be fine. They'll all be fine.
It's weird, though, that Wilco's off. I mean, that's strange to me. It's always like when you associate, when a brand becomes the same as the person.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to... And it's really hard for an athlete, too, to kind of disengage themselves from it because you got to imagine that Wilco's got just a mess of Rip Curl clothing and wetsuits. And now all of a sudden...
You give it away.
Because you don't want...
The neighbors are stoked.
Right. It's like breaking up with someone. You don't want any reminders and you're just angry.
Yeah. Well...
What a pain in the ass.
They'll all find homes. Who do you think Alana Blanchard could... Or should ride for?
Like Lululemon or something.
Lululemon.
Someone with a little bit of money. Or you know what? I think if you can find a non-endemic sponsor.
Of Hollywood.
Just something. And then you can buy whatever the hell you want to wear.
Yeah. I think Alana Blanchard would, I think you're right. A Lululemon. Even, you know, why not just shoot for the stars? Chanel, Gucci, or something.
Gooch.
I don't know. I think Alana's rad. I think she's still vastly underrated for how good a surfer she is.
Would you be bummed? Okay, so let's just say for a second that and this is just in
hypothetically speaking.
Wilco picks up Walmart as a sponsor.
I would say, Walmart, why don't you get in on this world's greatest action sports podcast money?
Who do you think could pull off Walmart as their major sponsor?
I mean, it's an American brand, so...
Chloe wrote for Target.
Yeah. Same thing, just little. The people are a little bit better looking in Target. And the stuff is a little bit more expensive. But other than that, it's the same stuff, right?
I guess. It's all... just saying... Throwing it out there.
It really gives you something to think about.
Why don't you guys tell us what you think in the comments below?
Hey, swipe up in the comments below. This is big news, Todd. It's official. Van Stabhai, presented by Monster Energy, is back. This time venturing far away from Waco, Texas. Taking place in Australia's urban surf facility in Melbourne.
However,
and as always...
In addition to this, there will be an event in Waco as well. It's not like Waco's eliminated. This is a secondary stop.
God, you know all about these events, don't you?
Want to know
it
why?
It must be nice.
Yeah, because I'm going.
You're going. Yeah, I was
going
to say.
I think I'm going. It's really
No, it's in the press release.
I'm getting there. Wait, what?
It's all pay-per-view. This is happening March 21st.
It's super far away, though.
It's happening. It's going to be on stabhai.com. Everybody's invited except me. All pay-per-view ticket sales will be donated to Greening Australia. They're going to plant trees and help with the fires. That brings us to the judge's harshest critics. The commentators, the courtside chatterbox, will once again be occupied by Vaughn Blakey, Todd Richards, and several colorful mystery guests, not including Chris Cote.
Well, I guess I'm already locked in then.
It says it on the website.
My name's in the press release.
I don't know what I did to upset Stab.com. But you know what? I wouldn't invite me to a party if I was someone else.
You wouldn't?
I would invite me, but I wouldn't mean it.
What?
I wouldn't want me to come. That's just me.
I am the worst house guest I could have.
I'm actually a great guest. You know, I can talk about surfing. It's fine. It's totally fine. I don't even care. Todd, it's totally fine.
Maybe they just figure that, like, I'm...
No, it's fine. You know? It's totally fine. You want to know who else is coming back?
Who?
The Vans Acid Drop, hosted by Nathan Fletcher. The Ladybirds are coming. We got Harry Bryant, Noah Dean, Matt Maiola, Eitan Osborne, Dion Agius invited so far. There's going to be about 15 others. Stop it.
I'm just... Come on. Just
Monster Air Award will be $20,000 and event winners $25,000. Richards is going to be there.
I was with this weekend because I was at the Dew Tour. We'll get into that more in snowboard news. But okay. I saw Kieran Capels.
Oh, nice.
I was like, yo, are you going to go to Melbourne for the event? And he's like, well, it sounds rad, but it's really far away to go for a weekend.
I thought you were going to say he wasn't invited.
No, he's invited.
He's invited.
I honestly think Kieran was the star.
I agree.
In the style department of the last one.
I agree. Kieran's invited. I'm sure we're going to be talking all about Stabhai.
The Acid Drop, I wonder if it's going to be harder, though, because, I mean, the one that's in Waco, it kind of lent itself to the Acid Drop. Like, I just wonder if they're going to be able to make a wave that's landable.
I think they said this one is going to be smaller, so expect more technicality in the Acid Drops. So we'll see. You'll see.
Like in your eye.
Todd, you'll see. You'll be there.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be there.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
You're going to be poolside. You're going to have so much fun.
Is it? What's the temperature like that time of year, March
in
Melbourne?
It's great. It's perfect. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Stab High, 2020. Todd Richards.
How far is Melbourne from
the
ocean?
It's not that far. There's ocean in Melbourne. Since you have to do a little bit of driving to surf. There's a sick skate park there, St. Kilda.
It's sick?
It's amazing.
Okay.
And it's on the beach, but in a bay. Melbourne is incredible.
I've only been through Melbourne once, and that was when I was going up to Thredbo to go snowboarding.
Oh, nice.
But I don't remember it. It was at night, and I stayed at the hotel at the airport.
Oh.
I didn't, spend time in Melbourne.
I could totally show you around, take you to the skate park. I can tell you all about Melbourne.
What if?
But
what if we just I just show up with you?
Be there.
This is my plus. I thought this is my plus one.
And I have to rent a scissor lift outside to watch because I wasn't invited.
Who did that? Who
Stab did
that?
Did that. That's right. Which was brilliant.
That is good.
I love Stab. I love him. It's unrequited. Is that a word?
I don't know.
Someday.
All right. What's next?
I don't have fun in Melbourne. That's what's next.
Well,
you're
going to
be
bit.
There, so you're going
to
love it.
There's plenty of time for me to pull out.
Gabriel Medina just dropped a free surfing cliff on a clip, and I saw it on Instagram. Not shocking how good he was surfing. What was shocking to me is he had Ariel Pink as a soundtrack. Ariel Pink, L.A. freak folk. Weird music. Amazing music. Gabriel Medina and Ariel Pink collab. This blew my mind, Todd. Thanks, Tanner Gadowskis, for the zine, the Hawaii issue. It's awesome. It's nothing to do with you, Todd.
There's nothing it's ever to do with
me. This was kind of big news.
Okay.
I saw this on Stab and Beach Grit and Surfer and WorldSurfLeague.com. Kelly Slater is set to compete in the first ever Challenger Series event. The first of six Challenger Series comps. AKA QS 10,000s, this time in Piha, New Zealand. Kelly's going to go there. He's going to golf. He's going to surf. He's going to represent. And he's going to get himself some of those valuable QS points.
I love surfing in New Zealand.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Maz Quinn is the shit. He told us where to go. I want to go to Gisborne and go there. I haven't been to surfing Gisborne.
I want to surf the 90-mile beach. I want to go back to Shipwreck Bay. I want to frolic in the forests of Taranaki.
I can't wait
to go back.
I just want to go back. We went on vacation a couple years ago as a family, and it was probably the best vacation I've ever had.
That's what they said. That's what your family told me.
They told you that?
I mean, I gleaned it from the look on their faces.
When they were chained up in the basement, they
no,
told
I
me this.
No, I gleaned it. I gleaned that information.
Gleamed.
From
gleaned it?
Yeah.
I gleaned it.
New Zealand is the best.
Period.
We would love to be invited there.
Is anyone going to New Zealand with anything cool that they would maybe like two middle-aged kind of
action sports
not
experts.
So shiny people?
You're
to go.
Shiny. We're happy. We would be great in New Zealand, yeah. Just saying. Do you have any other surf news, Todd?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, get well soon to Andrew Gessler, who had his face ripped off in New Jersey.
Oh, how about that removable nose action?
Gnarly. I love Andrew Gessler. Dude's awesome.
I've never met him. He seems like a guy with a great attitude.
Smiling as his nose is literally dangling off of his face.
It was Jack. That was weird. I was like, oh, he's got a cut. And then he's all, hi, it's the nose door.
I just got chills thinking about it. Get well soon, Andrew. You will. You're badass. An amazing surfer.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Some people just have that so they can get the chaunch in there easier.
Yeah, I don't like getting hurt.
I don't like that either.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io.
Go
all
on an adventure.
All new adventures available now.
You can come.
Should we? Do you want to do it again?
We could do it again.
You want to do it one more time?
Let's do it somewhere else.
Oh, you want to do not an adventure in this office.
No, let's go do a different adventure.
Okay.
You can go on an adventure with all the cat hair on my sweatshirt. Look at this.
I do have questions about your cat for later.
You do?
Yeah. This is huge.
Okay.
Todd, we've talked about the Oscars, the Grammys, and all that just being mm-hmm. vapid bullshit. But for at least one moment, last night, transcendency happened at the Oscars with Tony Hawk himself. Sitting in the crowd, we had an award up for nomination, right? The Academy Awards. And who gets the win for Best Documentary Short?
I know.
Go ahead.
Skate-a-stan.
Skate-a-stan.
A story about learning how to skateboard in a war zone for women.
It's called Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone If You're a Girl.
Close. I was
and
close.
You were right there. It talks about Skate-a-stan's work teaching young girls in Kabul, Afghanistan, how to skate on quarter pipes, mini ramps, while getting nearly blown up every single day.
I mean, that's a true statement. I saw the teaser trailer and like the sizzle reel of it like a year. Have you actually watched the whole Skate-a-stan?
I haven't watched the whole one.
Where is it available? Like, where can we watch it?
Probably on Amazon.
Okay.
But I know that, it, I mean, I think that before the Oscars, they kind of pull back mm-hmm. on where you can see it.
I thought they push out before the Oscars so that more people see it.
Well, push out? Elena Andreeva and Carol Deisinger were behind this project, along with Skatistan. So, I mean, congratulations.
I can't
it's
wait
huge.
To see it. I'm excited. Tony Hawk was had background props.
Yeah.
I saw all the
he
posts that were tagging
Mark
him.
Ruffalo.
Yeah.
So, side note to that, Tony Hawk has created his own monster by posting his "that guy looks like Tony Hawk" stories on Twitter right. and Instagram. He's screwed.
Yeah.
Because now, no matter what, he walks outside anytime he's in public. That guy looks like Tony Hawk.
It's actually pretty
he screwed
funny.
Himself over, but it makes for funny stuff. 10 years ago, our friend Blair Alley, Trans with Skateboarding, started a little something called Skate Nerd, a trivia show.
Yep.
Inspired in part by Surf Nerd, by Trans World Surf, but Skate Nerd has now been going for 10 years, hundreds of episodes.
I like those the Surf
They're
Nerd.
They're so
and skate
good.
Nerd.
Well, I have, the latest episode is NYC Heavy. It's filmed at Max Fish Bar.
Okay.
With OG NYCers, RB Umali and Lee Smith. Do you want a couple? I got a couple questions for you to see if you could even hang with these two guys.
Okay.
This is, I'm not Blair Alley, but I'm going to play Blair Alley now. You ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. What is Oski's full name?
I have no idea. What is it?
Oscar Rosenberg Halbert.
Oh, wait, I did know that. God damn it.
Name one skater on the Weed Maps skate team.
But Weed Maps doesn't have a team anymore.
Name one skater on the Weed Maps skate team.
Chris Russell?
I would have accepted Jaws.
Oh, okay. All right.
Boo Johnson.
Not doing so good so
okay,
far.
Okay, name this company with this roster. Ronnie Kessner, Ish Cepeda, and Shane O'Neill.
Shane O'Neill.
April Skateboards.
You didn't even give me a chance to talk.
You weren't going to get it. Oh, do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Do you have Alex White's number?
Let me see.
I said,
why,
I told
we
her we'd call her. Alex White and Thrasher Magazine got together to compile a list of the top 10 women and non-binary skaters of 2019. Great list. It includes Alex Sablon, Leo Baker, Alyssa Steamer, Nora, Fabiana Delfino, Breezy, and more. And Alex White was just part of the opening of a brand new skate park in Santa Cruz.
I saw that.
And she's the TM for Crux Trucks. And she's my co-announcer with myself and Tony Hawk
and
on the Vans Park series. WNBC. Are you calling her?
Yeah.
I told her we'd call. She said she'd answer. We haven't had much success in the past with calling people that answer. Except Jill Perkins, shout out.
Oh, we'll
which we'll
that.
Talk about. And that's. Oh my gosh.
What?
Let's oh see. My gosh.
What? Say
there's
it.
Tons of people watching.
You'd say it.
Thousands of people watching us live on Instagram. Shout out.
Why don't you go into some more skateboarding stuff?
Okay.
And I'll handle Alex.
Why don't you just call her?
Because I don't really have her number.
Oh, I have it in my phone.
You do?
Yeah.
Where's your phone?
My phone's right there.
Oh my god. You can still have it do that and then kind of swipe to a different screen.
Okay.
Let's talk about the new skateboarding.
Well, I can just call
outfits.
Her right now.
Okay. But should we talk about that while you look for
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So what do you feel about the Team USA's skateboard outfits for the Olympics? That'll be our first question for Alex when she answers the phone.
All right, lightning round.
Do you think she's
she's
at her desk right now?
It.
Yeah. Hello,
is
I'm
she
here.
Working at NHS?
She's, right there.
She's there.
She's listening
I'm here.
To us.
Hello?
She's
I'm
there.
Listening to you.
Grandma?
Alex White. It's Chris Cote and Todd Richards.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Todd.
Hi. Is it wait,
you like going? She said my name first because I'm her favorite.
Miss, could you turn the radio down in the background? We're getting feedback.
Me?
He's just sad because you said my name first, which is a subtle kind of low key.
Just stop.
Not.
This is
okay.
So dumb. What do you?
Alex,
what do you?
Talk...
What, go, let go me ahead. Ask her.
Okay, Todd's got a question.
What do you think about the new Nike outfits for the U.S. skate team?
I think that they're amazing.
And the world.
And the world. I mean, I thought it was a pretty amazing fashion show. I heard Drake was there. So ask Drake what he thinks.
Oh, no way. I got Drake's number.
You have Drake's number.
I love the France's women's outfit is sick. It's a red jumpsuit.
I want that one too.
It's
that
really?
Yeah, it's tight.
Who's the clothing manufacturer for France's skate team?
It's all Nike, but everybody got a little subtle tweak on their design. Different colors.
So let me get this straight. Nike's doing the skate outfits for everyone?
Yes.
Whoa.
Right, Alex?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to get French citizenship right now because that Dickies coveralls that they got, it's like red Dickies coveralls.
Right.
For France. Yeah, that looked amazing.
Who's got who has the worst?
Brazil Ooh. Women are.
That was pretty rough.
I don't know if they need to skate it. So basically, it's like stretch pants and they're all kind of the same shirts, right?
Yeah.
Brazil has the women have like a tank top with stretch pants. It's not super. I mean, I guess
Leticia may have given them some feedback on that, what she likes to skate in.
Leticia's pants might have made a cameo in the Olympic skate outfits.
Okay.
And now, Alex, we were just talking and reflecting about the awesomeness of your list of top 10 women and non-binary skaters of 2019. Let me just ask you.
My first title got rejected.
What was your first title?
It was the top 10 skaters you might have missed in 2019 if you're a misogynist.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, right in your face.
Savage burn. Well, luckily, Todd and I are woke.
You are. The girls love you guys.
I love misogynists.
Oh, my gosh. We love us. No, I think I love that title because when you look at it, you're going, all right, this is going to be a great list of skateboarders. And it's like built in to every skater on this list has a story, has a life that I would love to watch a documentary about. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
All 10 of them.
Yeah.
I
think they're all working on documentaries right now, too. That seems to be the current theme in women's skate is that everybody has a doc.
That's what it's feeling like. And I'm fine with that. When is the Alex White documentary coming out? I want to know.
Oh, God. And probably when I'm like 90.
Sweet.
Okay.
So it's gonna be on Lifetime.
Yeah, on Lifetime.
It'll definitely be on Lifetime.
Oprah Network could maybe.
Yeah.
Sweet. Goop.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you could throw up on Goop?
Goop.com. What is Goop.com?
Yeah. Isn't it Gwyneth Paltrow's thing?
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow's thing.
Yeah.
Is that where the girl had the surfboard that she was holding up
with her vagina?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Alex said it, not me.
Wait, what are you talking about?
This girl, Todd. She's a big proponent of Kegel exercises, and she does a weightlifting routine with her vagina, and she's, like, lifting a surfboard. I'll send it to you. It's amazing.
I found it on accident.
She's swole.
She's swole. Well, we want to congratulate you on being the world's greatest rookie team manager.
Thank you. Thank you.
Crux Trucks. Todd, I'm switching. Okay.
Are you switching to Crux?
I'm sending you a box right now. I actually was putting in your order.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
Well, what size
you
want,
Todd, can I send you guys some trucks?
Yes.
What size?
Sick.
8.5?
I ride 8.5s,
8.5s.
Big board.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Big boys. We're big boys. Yeah. We're grown-ups. We want big boards. We love you.
Big boy boards.
We love you, Alex.
Yeah, I love you guys, too.
All right.
What's your next?
What's
your
next
podcast coming up?
You mean like Ben City?
Yeah.
Ben City, I think it's coming out this week. We did one, and we talked about our love of Alex Olsen, or the boys talked about how attracted they were to Alex Olsen, and I confirmed that those feelings are okay.
Yeah, same.
What was it called? It wasn't like Handsome, the Team Handsome?
Yeah, Team Handsome.
The Beautiful Boys Club?
It was kind of like, Handsome, there was like a thing going around. Yeah. It was like Team Handsome. It was, you know.
Happened in surfing too. Remember like everyone used to hashtag good looking people?
Really?
Yeah, let's start that again.
Oh, yeah. Best looking podcasters.
Hey, yes.
Can I ask you guys an industry question?
Go
sure.
for it. Yeah.
What's going on now with Hurley, now that everybody's not on Hurley?
It's making people hurl. No, it's weird because some of the marquee surfers on Hurley are actually staying on Hurley, like Julian Wilson and what are the women?
They're only staying on through their contract, though.
There's a couple people staying on, but it's kind of a shit show mess. And the company that bought it just released this thing about how they're staying true to the culture and all this, you know, jargon.
Oh, yeah.
But I think somebody else is going to start something.
Alex, cool. let me ask you another question. So in skating,
mm-hmm.
if someone who could pull off being sponsored by Walmart?
Which skateboarder could pull off being sponsored?
Did Shaun White do it already?
No, he was on Target and, yeah. and oh, Walmart, I'm talking like
the
modern.
Demographic.
Yeah, like who could pull off be like fully being like, yeah, he rides from Walmart, dude, whatever.
David Gervais. That's perfect.
Wow, that is.
You know what? That's actually because.
No, he would be Fred Meyer because he is from Oregon.
Oh,
yeah, it'd be Fred Meyer.
He'd be ride for Freddy's.
It wouldn't be Nyjah because Nyjah's a little too edgy.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe Kyle Walker. He's kind of Midwest.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. These are questions. These I mean, are, Olympics are coming up. These are real questions.
Lastly, Todd and I have both done this. Have you used the new? Which type of skater are you? Pro filter?
App?
Yeah.
No, I haven't used that yet. What did you guys get?
Poser.
I got by a scooter.
I got Poser. Todd got by a scooter. So good luck with yours. Please report back when you do it, and we can't wait to see you. Thank you so much for the crux.
We want Pokey
Brand
pins.
Team riders.
Oh yeah, Pokey pins for sure. Maybe you guys can make a Pokey pin for your Ooh. Favorite charity.
Oh my god.
We're adding guys now.
Okay.
Pokey pins. So you're in.
Consider us poked.
Sweet.
We're coming for you.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
Love you guys.
See
ya. Gosh, love her.
I said bye, you guys, like I was going somewhere.
Okay, here we go. Oh, we're back. Oh, live feed ended. It's all right. Saved okay. the story.
Who cares?
Nobody cares. Nobody's watching that.
No one likes us.
Who are you? Oh, okay. That was the Alex White. Follow her on Instagram. The Alex White. The meme queen. TM of trucks.
You know, I gotta shout out to Alex because not you know, she's mom.
Yes.
She's got two kids.
Yes.
She's running the team over there
yes.
at NHS. And she has somehow time to collate and curate a bunch of memes.
And she's one of the hosts of Vent City Podcast, which is amazing. You should all listen to it. And she's an outspoken, awesome, awesome proponent of all things fair and equal in skateboarding.
She's,
love Alex White.
She is cool. She's a cool person.
Lastly, for skate news, we want to give a huge congrats to Mason Silva. Got the cover of the new Thrasher magazine. It's insane. Love that kid. That's skate news.
All right.
Yeah. Snow News is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. Vertical. Todd, you read this.
Vertical.
These are homies of yours.
A new short film featuring, Curtis Cizik is in it. Matt Belzeal. Jody Wachniak. And,
it's filmed in British Columbia, Alaska, and beyond. It will get you hyped to go snowboarding. Big announcements coming from K2. Next week.
What?
I'll tell you about it next week. I can't talk about it. Let's talk the dump tour, a.k.a. the dew tour.
A.k.a. powder prison.
Powder
AKA
prison.
A.k.a. stuck on Copper Island.
Survivor snowboard weekend.
Okay, so dew tour was this weekend. And
well, I was invited to dew tour.
You were invited
so
to dew
you know,
tour, but
I
you
could,
couldn't
I
come.
Could not go.
So I got there on Wednesday.
Right.
We had competition on, and when I got there Wednesday, it hadn't snowed in a few days. We had competition Thursday with the team challenge events.
Love that. I love that event.
It was really fun, and it snowed all day. And
everyone was like, oh, cool. It's snowing.
Yeah, okay, it's cool. It's snowing. But there was all this hype about this big storm coming in. They said it was supposed to dump like 17 inches over 2 days, which is, you know, for Colorado, that's like a major storm. Colorado tends to get multiple days of like eight inches of snow. So it's like spaced out.
I'm impressed with 9 inches.
Wow. Here we go. Can I finish the story?
17 inches is just insane.
So all of a sudden this storm tremendously overproduced. It was almost 40 inches of snow in 48 hours.
Jesus.
It was – so obviously you can't just go ahead and open up the steep terrain. We had early ups on Friday morning, which was like, you know, overnight it snowed – like 28 inches overnight.
And even at a place like Copper that's used to getting snow, it's just dangerous.
Yeah, it's just because it came in and just was relentless. So we got early ups with the Powder Corp Woodward crew there, and we were on the first chair up in the morning. So you'd go down the cat track with a cat, like where they had groomed, was probably groomed at like 4 in the morning. So there's a good 8 or 9 inches on top of that cat track. So you go down the catch rack and be like, this is fun. And you'd blow off into the pow and stop. Like, it was dangerously deep.
Waist deep.
Waist deep, at least.
Gnarly.
And you would stop. If you fell over, you couldn't find the bottom to push yourself up. It took a little bit that day, and we call it free refills when it's snowing so hard. Basically, you get up to the run again, and it's filled in again. So it was snowing so hard that day that, you know, by the time the afternoon rolled around, it was actually fun to ride because people had kind of ridden in the snow. So, you know, I was snowboarding around with Brock Crouch and Chris Grenier, and I rode a whole bunch that day. Chad Otterstrom, myself, we had a blast just flying off of stuff into pow. I mean, we had a day that I don't think I've ever really had a resort day that was that deep before.
That's what Brock, I think, said at Red Gerard, said best powder they've ever had at a resort.
It was crazy. And it was super fun. And then, you know, so all the events, the crazy thing was, is that all the events were canceled on Friday. The Dutour was basically like, go ride pow.
You're all sweet.
And I was like, killer. So then Saturday came around, and the Snow Park Technologies crew and the people from Woodward Mountain Parks crew at Copper did an insane job of moving snow around and creating an opportunity for them to run the modified superpipe and run the slopestyle competition. And so Saturday was Bluebird, and
Jeez.
It was crazy. There was a lot of people up on the hill. There was a lot of fans there. Slopestyle went down. Red Gerard won. But our boy, Brock Crouch, came in second.
Yeah, Brock.
Carlsbad Kid came in second place in that. It was, and all in all, you know, there was so much going on at Dutour. There was the team challenge. Team Oakley won that pretty easily. They had, like, Rennie Renekongas, Jamie Anderson, Stale Sandbeck on the team. It was, like, heavily stacked in their favor. Scotty James. Modified Superpipe, Scotty James won that. Lu Jiayu won Jiayu Lu. It's in. Apparently the protocol is you say the last name first when properly announcing
Japanese writer?
Chinese writer.
Chinese writer.
Chinese writer. So she goes by Jai.
Okay.
And the cool thing about Jai is that she was on the Chinese national team and then basically said, look, I don't want to, like, she got a medal at the Olympics and then was like, look, I want to do my own thing. I want to, and she was taken from jiu-jitsu.
From jiu-jitsu
into be a snowboarder to go basically get medals for China. She found snowboarding. She was like a competitive, like basically like a robot. Like, she was plucked to compete. And then she was like, I love this.
Yeah.
So now she's moved away from the Chinese national team. She's moved to the U.S. to train and ride in pow. Like, there's all these firsts.
She quit the Chinese national team?
I think they allowed her to do her own thing.
Like a travel visa.
And forge her way in snowboarding. So I was just super stoked because Jai's like she went from being like not speaking any English, like zero, to like now she speaks English. You can tell, you can see where her personality is. She's super fun. You know, it's her riding. She rips.
Well, I think a lot like we saw maybe 3 or 4 years ago from Japanese snowboarders, skaters, and surfers. Team China, you know, surfers, skaters, snowboarders from China have already proven themselves in competition in snow.
Mm-hmm.
More specifically, China is coming up in skate, and it's a little slower of a learning curve, but they're coming up in surf. Within 5 years. Obviously,
we're
going to see a stacked representation from China. But what I want to see now from Jai would be amazing to see a video part, free riding.
Yeah, I mean, that's next. I mean, it seems like to be the trajectory of a lot of these riders. They come up in competition, then kind of move on and you know, forge their own path. So where was I? Okay, so she won for the women's modified superpipe. Jamie Anderson, slopestyle was yesterday, and it started to snow again. Another 10 inches.
And people are going, oh, man.
Yeah. And so the women's slopestyle, they couldn't clear the jumps. So they had to condense the course into the upper four rail features upper four rail sections. So it was kind of a bummer.
Because you wanted the whole thing.
Right. But, you know, all in all, it was a pretty crazy weekend. There was the Snowboarder Awards.
Oh, I got that.
This weekend, too.
Right here.
Yeah.
Men's Rider of the Year.
Sage Kotzenberg went home with a couple.
With everything.
Yeah.
Women's Rider of the Year.
Jamie Anderson.
And why?
Because Jamie is, you know, not only does she dominate in comps, but she's just, you know, she's the one. She's the one at the top of the heap right now.
So good. Women's Rookie of the Year.
Zoe Sadowski-Sanott coming out of New Zealand. She rips. She's got such good style.
All around. Everything.
She's a ripper. She's mainly a slope style girl, but she's just has like just you like it, just great style.
Yeah.
And these days a lot of times you get like contest style where people get the job done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like maximizing point style, but Zoe is just like she's on it. She's got what it is.
Men's Rookie of the Year.
Cooper Whittier. Ripper.
Whipper.
He's a whipper. Cooper Whittier is a whipper.
Younger. Hammer.
Yep.
Throwing hammers.
It's just like, you know, these kids these days, they come up and they absolutely smash it. And we're going to be hearing a lot from Cooper Whittier in the future.
Men's Most Valuable Video Players.
Sage Kotzenberg won for Joy. And Jill Perkins wins for Everybody.
And I got to say, the fact that Jill was on the World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast definitely didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt her chances.
No. You're welcome, Jill. We helped with that. So Sage won for Red's video. So Red invited Sage to be in his video, and then Sage won video part of
killed
the
it.
Yeah. Short Video of the Year, The Dustbox Presents.
Yeah, Dustbox. And that was that when Dustbox was announced, winner of Short Video of the Year, the
people
place went
shit.
Mental. That's the up and coming crew. There's just, you got to see it. It's really, really, really good. And it's gritty and it's dirty and it's old snowboard style video.
Oh, you just described me to a T.
Old
gritty
style.
Gritty and dirty.
Mm. Movie of the Year.
Movie of the Year.
Joy.
Joy. Red so, Gerard. Sage Kotzenberg.
Another one where they all went up and it was pretty crazy.
I like the name.
Joy.
It's simple yet effective.
Joy.
I want to watch it.
In Scandinavia, they would call it Joy.
Joy.
Yeah.
And in Portugal, they would call it Joy.
Great.
Which, from what I learned. Women's fan favorite?
That would be Jill Perkins once again.
You come on this podcast, you're probably going to win a bunch of awards a couple weeks later.
Which is the fan favorite one, I think, is probably...
Is that the big one?
Well, the Rider of the Year is like the biggest one, but I think the one that has the most impact that shows you're actually making something happen for yourself is the fan favorite.
Because people actually have to vote on
right.
the internet on
right.
snowboarder.com. Men's fan favorite?
Luke Winkleman.
Yep.
I mean, geez.
What do you think it is about
Luke? He had some
Luke
pretty stiff competition, too. Young up-and-coming ripper is just like Luke shreds.
Yep. Congrats to all the winners.
And it was great. Stan hosted.
And you presented.
Him and Preston Strout. And then myself, I presented an award for a rookie.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it was a good time. And it was absolutely barfing snow the whole time.
And it looked like it was more low-key.
Yeah, way more low-key than the old Trans World Rider Pole Awards just because of the venue and because Copper kind of had, like, less people there. Cause it's not like Breck, like it's a town. Like, Copper's a town, but it's kind of more like...
It's a mountain. It's a little mountain town.
Well, we affectionately call it Copper Island because once you get in there,
yeah,
like, you're just in, you're at Copper. You don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, it looked fun. I was invited.
It was fun.
Congratulations to all the Snowboarder Award winners. Congratulations to all Dew Tour Award winners. Every morning, on Monday mornings, I go on the internet and I just type in just to get some other bits that aren't on our endemic media. Mm-hmm. And here's some news that I found. Dave McCoy.
Yep.
The eternally stoked, kind-hearted ski coach, mountain biker, motocrosser, photographer, ski industry titan, founder of Mammoth Mountain, passed away at the age of 104.
Do what you love, and it will keep you young. And Dave McCoy is a legend.
Have you met him?
I may have a long time ago with Billy Anderson, but I don't really remember. I can't remember the occurrence, but, I mean, he's just as legendary as they come. There's that iconic picture of him skiing in a T-shirt at Mammoth.
Yeah.
And it's kind of going around the internet right now.
I'm
going to
find
it. Back from, like, the 50s.
To me, Mammoth Mountain... And probably coming from Southern California, I know my dad used to go there all the time. It held a place in my heart as kind of the prototypical fun mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the 80s, it was the place to be. And obviously, it's held that reverence. And it's still just considered this amazing kind of like
iconic. Yeah. Mammoth just is, it's an iconic West Coast mountain for sure.
I'm gonna read more about Dave McCoy because, I mean, everybody loves this guy. Look at all the things that just in that one sentence. And 104 years old.
Yeah.
Hell of a run. This actually popped up. So obviously with the Olympics coming up, they're starting to kind of roll out some news.
Yeah.
67 career victories. No snowboarder has been more dominant than Corinne Ruby.
Yeah. Alpine snowboarder.
Did you commentate any of her races in the Olympics?
I can't remember.
You had to have. I mean.
No. Well, it would have been.
Nagano.
The only time I went to the Olympics in Nagano.
That's where you were snowboarding in the Olympics.
I can't really remember. Like a lot of times when we're doing parallel giant slalom, there's not. I mean, Corinne Ruby's name has been in snowboarding. I know who that name is just from years of like being around the tour where, you know, the Alpine guys and the freestyle guys. We were all just, it was just one traveling circus. Right. It wasn't so specialized like it is now. But yeah, she passed away.
It was in 2009.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But they're like, you know,
I didn't know. They're starting to bring out these celebrations, and I didn't know the story of Corinne Ruby, and now I do. Now we all do.
There you go.
This one's pretty rad. Did somebody call? Oh, RP. Hello. Bess. Come here, RP. Come here.
How did you know he was coming?
Come in here. So earlier we were talking about surfing helmets,
mm-hmm.
and we had given a shout out to our friend RP Bess.
Hello.
And look who walks in, Monday Mass HQ.
Yeah.
RP.
Is that Kismet? What's that called? Serendipity.
It's called.
Coincidence. No,
that's called Mirko Magnum.
Mirko called him.
From next door calling RP. RP, Pro Tech helmets,
yes,
best
sir.
In the biz. Whole family's wearing them. Todd's whole family's rocking them as well on our skateboards.
Awesome.
So surfers now are implementing more and more helmets.
Yes.
And talking about making helmets cool again in surfing. And I was mentioning that on the streets of Encinitas, I'm seeing more and more groups of kids, and they're all wearing helmets out on the streets. Out of the vision sight of their parents, they're just doing it because it's how it should be done, right?
Yeah, I guess that is how it should be done. Bryce Knights was telling me that there's a crew in Portland. Like teenage crew that are doing it now too.
Yeah.
So
helmets in general, obviously they're mandated in many sports like snowboarding, vert skating. Is it mandatory?
I don't think it's mandatory, but I think they just do it by choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, vert dudes do it.
If you're under 18, Olympic qualifier, yeah.
Actually, I think there's going to be a ruling in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Where anyone in park needs to wear a helmet.
Right.
And then Naracco hit me up to get helmets for VPS.
Right.
Oh. So you guys
are just dropping exclusive information right here.
Well,
I like that.
Here's my question.
To have
like,
for people to make their choice. Yeah.
So, I mean, a few years back, and we're kind of that generation, we're on the borderline, like, our helmet.
Yep.
But now, like, you go to a skateboard park, you go to any mountain on this, go snowboarding, and the people that are not wearing helmets now are in the minority, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you'll see it at Dew Tour this last weekend, right? Mostly like the street dudes or people, competitors.
Yeah.
We're not prepared, you know, because that's not really what they don't really roll helmets. But if you're riding slopestyle pipe or, you know, there's a small crew that are wearing them on the streets too. So
it switched
absolutely
up.
Absolutely. I will never snowboard without a helmet. Skateboarding, if I'm actually skateboarding in something that's like deeper than 4 feet, helmet every time.
It's just weird. Like it just depends on like if the skate park you went to back when skate parks were private and they weren't public, it was just kind of a thing. I got to put my helmet on or I'm going to get yelled at. And then I don't know. Or kicked out or like put your helmet on. And then, you know, you just get yelled at from across the skate park. But I mean, growing up skating vert, like we just, maybe in the beginning we didn't wear them, but then like some of the cool kids had them.
And you go.
And then I want a helmet.
You know who got me excited about wearing helmets? Mark Gonzalez.
Yeah, with the full
ears.
Hey, what are those? They're really coming back, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty popular right now. So we did a helmet with Mark. We're on our third helmet with him, and then he's got a fourth one coming out, a flame one. So
you know a couple guys that wear. My son and I have matching over ear helmets. Yeah, yeah. My oldest son goes with the
half shell.
I think he's got the Volcom Protect Collab.
Okay, yeah.
What if you just made like a helmet with like a glue-on wig, so people didn't look. You just looked like you had an oversized head.
It just looked
or
like
just a bald screen, silk screen on the helmet
with some dots, like
receding hairline helmet screen.
See, I got that. That's my normal.
The Todd
helmet.
Richards Pro helmet right there. Just came up with the
normal helmet.
It's just. I think I did have a signature Protect helmet.
Did you?
Yeah.
For snow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I did. It was camouflage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back. And
let's bring it back. Hey.
So you were at Dutour, which tells me Protect snowboarding is something happening.
Yeah, we've been doing snow for the last couple of years.
We took a little hiatus.
No, we took a hiatus and now we're back. And you know, we just wanted to support Dutour and what they're doing and making sure that everybody there has an opportunity to have a helmet, like if they needed one. So hooked up a ton of the athletes, staff included. So anyone that was on course needed to have a helmet, and so we were there set up in registration.
Yeah.
So
now,
so POW, did you go ride snow? Did you go ride on Friday in the deepest POW day ever known to man
just
at a resort?
Driving through it,
I was. Yeah,
I watched his Instagram.
No, I wussed out. So I came home to hang out with the fam, and
Todd stayed
bailed Thursday night, so I didn't get stuck on that side of the mountain or the tunnel. You know, so
smart guy. I mean,
I saw it.
Yeah,
you saw the powder.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I keep telling Todd, like, I'm very comfortable in 9 inches of powder, and then longer and.
What was it like?
Yeah.
It was waist deep, and I was saying that because there's some shorter stature competitors, and I mean it was like almost two Louis Vitos deep out there. That's really how it was.
So you lost Louis. You couldn't find him.
I just saw like a beanie. Yeah, like it's just going. It's
like a felt
shark fin with goggles. Just going through the snow.
And so RP Bass Protect helmets.
Woo!
Thank you for coming
in. Thanks for stopping by and being a guest that we didn't
know
we were
going to
have.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Bye.
Dude, our neighbor knows the coolest people.
You know, Mirko's kind of like the guy. Remember that show Home Improvement? Where like he would talk to the guy over the fence.
The fence.
That's like Mirko.
Yeah, Mirko Magnum.
We can
ask him. Thank you, RP Best.
Skate questions.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. You just bang on the wall.
Yeah. That's like what's the guy from
Office Space. Hey man.
What else? Oh, this is another amazing story coming out of Afghanistan. Ahmed Romal Hayat founded the Afghanistan Snowboarding Federation. And I just read this story. I want to say it was New York Times or something. You can just look it up.
Okay.
Same thing as the young women
like
skateboarding in Skatistan. We're talking about where this guy and his crew learned how to snowboard is called, if the region is called Kohe Koreg, right? And this is where the Mujahideen was, they used this area to bomb Kabul during the Afghan Civil War in the 90s. So he's saying basically they all wanted to go snowboarding, but the Taliban wouldn't let them.
Yeah, because it was like a extracurricular activity.
When I complain about going snowboarding, it's like, oh, my toes were a little cold. The snow was slightly chundered up.
It really changes the meaning of a bomb hold landing.
I mean, Ahmed Romal Hayat, I love you for what you do.
It's so crazy just to think, like, you know, the desire to do something.
Yeah. You're going to go snowboarding in a literal war zone because you love it.
Yeah. So stop bitching about the lift lines at Vail.
And if that doesn't get you humbled and excited to snowboard, the multitude of resorts with your passes, your.
Right.
You know,
a great segue into, did you see the photos of the lift lines at Vail this weekend?
No.
There's a couple that are in the Associated Press got a hold of, and it's basically what used to be the Vistabon lift. It's in the village. It was a 4-hour wait. And then when you got into the back bowls, that's where everyone went on Saturday.
Right.
And the lift line picture is comical. It doesn't look real. There's so many people stuck back there on a quad chair that just like. It's just, here's the deal, is there's just so many people with season's passes now.
Right.
And everyone complains about the snowboard industry hurting and the ski industry hurting. how is it possible with that many people up on the hill? I just don't understand. That's my rant over.
I agree with you.
Also,
I do not like waiting in lift lines.
The Mount Baker Legendary Bank Slalom went down this weekend.
Oh, and you made a joke about that on stage.
I did. I said, well, I had to present for Rookie of the Year, and I said, well, the best snowboarders in the world are at Mount Baker, Washington tonight,
so
and
the
then we have the rest of you guys here, and that it kind of went over like a lead balloon because everyone in that room was just like, you know, super young, and they don't.
Who are you?
They don't get
who
it.
Are you
who's this old? Who's this dad up on the hill? Like,
okay, dad.
Yeah, okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. So who won?
Seth Westcott won for the men.
Yeah, Seth. Any more snow news?
No.
All right, let's move on to nerd news. Brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. We got a code for Panikin Coffee and Tea. If you don't live anywhere near here, you can buy it on the internet.
Wait, I have to hold on a second. Let me.
Well,
you
did have snow news.
I need to tell you who won for the women. That's just so stupid that I didn't say that.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to glean over that.
Here, just say stuff.
Hey, it's Chris Cote here, and this is the world's greatest action sports podcast. One of the only podcasts in the world that you can actively listen in on people searching their phone for information that I should have gotten on the internet. But didn't, because I blew it.
Right.
How about those guys who?
Here we go. 2020 results. I'm just going to the Mount Baker website.
Okay.
These are the results.
Oh my god.
So for the pro men, Seth Westcott win. For the pro women,
you told me that
Audrey Hebert won.
Yeah, Aubrey.
For the pro women masters.
Wait, you say Audrey or Aubrey?
Audrey.
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 Like.
She's from Banff, Alberta.
Audrey.
Marielle. I'm off one. For the pro women masters, for the pro men's masters, Pontus Staklu won from Sweden.
Pontus Alv?
Not Pontus Alves. For the pro legends, that's 50 years old and above. I qualify to be in the pro legends category.
Good job.
So guess
congratulations.
What? Tom Burt, watch out. I'm coming for you next
hey,
year.
Tom Burt.
Tom.
I got a guy named Todd Richards.
Next generation.
Next year.
This is the girls 11 and under. Jade Knox won.
Yeah, Jade.
For the next gen boys. Rafe Hudson.
Yeah, Rafe.
And for junior girls, Madrona Rainey.
Sweet.
Junior boys, Cannon Cummins, the
awesome.
Legendary spawn of Barrett Christie and Temple Cummins.
You heard it here first.
Younger amateurs.
Okay, that's enough.
Milo Malkowski.
People, give them the website.
You can go to Mount Baker, the website, and go see.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea.
That was kind of nerdy, though, all those...
crossed the line.
Go ahead.
Okay, this current season 10 of Curb Your Enthusiasm is the best season yet, period.
I haven't seen the new one.
This current Curb Your Enthusiasm season 10 is the best season yet, period. You didn't watch the Oscars, I'm assuming.
I didn't watch the Oscars.
Well, let me tell you what happened. I watched some of it. And Bong Joon-ho was the big winner of the night. The movie Parasite got Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best International Feature, and Best Picture.
It's unbelievable.
South Korean
have
crew
you seen it yet?
Came in hot. I have not seen it yet.
I
feel stupid for that, and I'm going to watch it this week. No doubt.
I haven't seen it yet either, and I really want to. But like, I'm kind of behind on movies. Like, I just saw Django Unchained this weekend. That came out seven years ago.
Oh, that movie's awesome.
It's really good.
That's
I had no idea, and I don't know why I didn't watch it.
That's Quentin Tarantino at his finest.
It's freaking good.
I tell you that thing about when you say the director's name during a movie to impress the people next to you? Works every time.
Like what? Like, give me an example.
For example, if I was sitting next to you, we were watching Parasite, I could... kind of like hit you on the shoulder and go, this is so Joon-ho. And you would look at me and go, wow, this guy knows his cinema.
He knows his cinema.
A la.
You're an aficionado.
Django Unchained. Mm-hmm. I look over and I go, isn't this just so Tarantino?
Mm.
You're impressed.
Mm. Anyway.
Brad Pitt won Best Supporting Actor. Joaquin Phoenix won. Couple good speeches there. Martin Scorsese fell asleep during Eminem's performance.
That's
which
really
is funny because Eminem, like, got to be the most overrated rapper ever, right?
He's still a pretty good lyricist, though.
Oh my god, that is so M. I can't stand it.
Okay. I didn't.
I'm more of a DMX guy.
I didn't need you to.
Best actress, Renee Zellweger for Judy. Haven't seen it. Won't seen it. Won't see it.
You won't?
No. Don't care. Great acting, though, I'm sure. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. That was an obvious one to me.
You know what they call the Joker in Sweden?
What?
Joker.
You know what they call it in Portugal? Joker. Before the Oscars, the night before, the Independent Spirit Awards happened.
Oh, I like this because Adam Sandler
finally
got his come up.
Adam Sandler got the Best Actor Award at the Independent Spirit Award, and he roasted the Academy.
Uncut gems, man.
It was great.
It's good.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say his performance was better than Joaquin Phoenix as Joker because that was... But it should have been nominated. The current number one movie in the box office movie theaters is Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn. Haven't seen it yet.
I probably won't.
I'll watch it on a plane.
Yeah, I'll watch it on a plane, too.
Plane movie. The Razzie Awards. You know what the Razzie Awards are?
Yeah, it's like the horrible.
The worst. Here's some Here
we got?
I'm going to go rapid fire for the 40th annual Golden Raspberry, a.k.a. the Razzie Awards. Worst Picture. Cats, The Fanatic,
Unanimous,
The Haunting of Sharon Tate, A Madea Family Funeral, and Rambo Last
Blood. Madea Family? Oh, I love those Madea movies.
All right, who's going to win Worst Picture or lose?
Go.
Cats.
Yeah.
Worst Actor, James Franco, Zeroville, David Harbour, Hellboy, Matthew McConaughey, Serenity, Sylvester Stallone, Rambo Last Blood, John Travolta, The Fanatic, and Training Paint. Fanatic? And Trading. I haven't seen any of this shit.
I saw the new Hellboy. It sucks.
All right. Worst actress, Hilary Duff. Oh, I like her. Anne Hathaway, Francesca Hayward, Tyler Perry, and Rebel Wilson.
I like Tyler.
I love Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, she's really funny.
I love all of them.
Worst, but she got worst actress?
Worst actress.
Okay.
Worst supporting actress, Jessica Chastain, Casey Davis. No, it's just kind of getting redundant.
It's all the same. Wait,
worst remake, rip-off, or sequel?
Bullshit.
Dark Phoenix, Godzilla, King of Monsters,
which was
Hellboy,
great.
A Madea Family Funeral, Rambo Last Blood.
Okay, I don't agree with Godzilla being on there. That was good.
I like that movie.
I did too.
Do you have any other nerd news?
Did you happen to get yourself into watching
Avenue 5?
No, Outsiders, are you caught up?
Oh.
I didn't watch last night's.
I did not watch last night's.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, this show is of the ilk, as good as True Detective.
And Outsider?
Watchmen.
Really? Wait, what is it?
As good as.
What is it?
The Outsider.
Oh, that's what you're just telling
me. I'm saying this is a great show.
No, it's good.
It's so good. It's getting
creepy.
Crazy. Spoiler alert, it's getting crazy. Can't wait. And if you can get past the first 5 minutes of the first episode...
When I watched it, it wasn't even half as bad as you said it was.
I was making a big deal about it.
You did. You were kind of...
I like kids. And when they get ripped up, torn up, and eaten, I don't love it. Maybe I'm different than you. Mm. Maybe we just have a different opinion on that. I personally see a mutilated kid, and I just, I don't love it.
All right.
But once you get past that, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's plenty of other kids mutilated and murdered in the series.
Right.
Which I'm fine with. I just had to get past the first one.
Okay.
So.
All right. Do we have any questions?
Have you watched...
What?
The Netflix series with the comics.
Writing in...
No. The Degenerates.
No.
Watch The Degenerates and watch Jim Norton. If you want to hear a brilliant... take on the current climate for comedians.
Sure, I'll watch that.
I'm texting you. Okay, we've got questions all brought to you by the greatest electric bike company on the planet, Super 73. Question number one.
What?
This is for Todd. This is from Tim S. from Seattle. Todd, what's up with wearing board shorts over your wetsuits, bro?
Well, remember it was like a thing to wear board shorts over a spring suit?
A short-legged spring?
Yeah.
So you wore board shorts over long-arm spring?
No, short-arm spring, I think.
There's a short-arm spring? And what was
Isn't
this?
There?
Why was this?
Because...
Trend?
trendy thing?
Longboard shorts.
I didn't know. I was just coming from snowboarding.
Rob Machado used to do that too, in your defense. So that was the question. Will you ever do it again?
Probably not.
All right. Adam Etzart, if you could watch only three shows for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Here we go. Number one.
Okay.
The Muppet Show.
Okay.
One of the best shows that's ever happened on TV.
All right.
Number two. Now, are we getting new shows?
Anything. You only get three for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but like, do we get like new ones? Or is it reruns?
Just whatever's out there.
Seinfeld?
I have Seinfeld on my list.
And probably
Don't say Friends.
Modern Family.
Don't say Friends. Modern Family?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going Seinfeld for sure. I'm going, I mean, yeah, you got
to. You need
pick,
a big library.
Yeah, you have
That's
to
what
pick
I want
one.
For.
So Seinfeld, you've got a lot there. Family Guy?
Yep. Oh.
Because you want to laugh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say Curb Your Enthusiasm, but you kind of get from that what you get from Seinfeld.
Right. Better, almost. You get better.
Geez, that one's tough. I'm going to say, I mean, I would say True Detective. There's only three seasons.
Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty, there's only four seasons.
Oba, oba, oba.
Okay, I'm going to replace.
I'm tiny
gonna
Rick.
Say,
I've been.
I'm going to say Seinfeld, Rick and Morty.
Yep.
I'm taking Family Guy off.
Okay.
And lastly, I'm going to say Nova. I don't know.
Fucking nerd.
Well, because
I've been really catching up on Rick and Morty. I think
it's the best.
Dude, I watched Tiny Rick last night. You ever see that one?
Oh, my God.
I'm Tiny Rick!
I've seen them all 100 times.
So great.
The new episode of Rick and Morty should be out soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Second half of the season?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go.
This is from @_Brisso.
Go.
Question is, method grabbed between the bindings or in front of the front foot? Also, can Chris method?
Okay, I'll address this in a couple different ways.
Okay.
In the beginning, I used to grab in front of my foot, but just tight to my foot.
Okay, like right behind your front foot.
Right in front of my front foot, like touching my binding with my thumb.
Okay.
And then I moved it behind the foot when, like, I don't know, it was just like more skatey.
Right.
And when the boards became more centered stance, I think it was like more to keep it like one
symmetrical.
Yeah, and like one grab across, like, because you wouldn't, I don't really think about doing a frontside 360 grabbing in front of my front foot. I would do a frontside 360 and grab melon between my bindings. So I just kept it all in the family.
Okay.
But
the grab family.
But I think that, you know, I do on occasion grab my methods in front of my front foot. I think you can get more torque on your back leg. You can pull it in front of you more.
I think it looks better with the grab right in front of your front foot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it just feels like
just
if you
different.
Could tweak your back leg, push your back leg further.
That's what I'm talking about. And it's like, it's one of those things where it feel like when I ride an old school board, I grab in front of my front foot because that's how it was then.
Right.
I don't
and
know.
The
can
answer
you method?
To your question is I can barely method on a snowboard. I'm not very good at jumping on a snowboard. I can method the shit out of a skateboard off a jump ramp.
True.
Easy.
All right.
Shades of Gray Cats says, what was the poop story that you wanted to share a few weeks back, Todd? And how many cats do you have?
What was the poop story?
I don't know. I only have one cat, Meep.
I have two cats.
Really?
I have Kitty.
I apologize.
Kitty and Meep. Kitty's a Maine Coon. She's kind of just like a woman about town. And Meep is the fancy cat. What was the poop story? I think it was because my cat was super constipated.
Oh. You can tell me that later.
I had to give Kitty some medicine to make her poop. But I gave her, what is it? The stuff, Metamucil.
Oh, I was going to say she just give her
and she just
Encinitas Mexican food.
She became a chocolate fountain.
Aw, cute.
Okay, what's now?
Hannah Burlesque, who you met. Did you meet
her? No, I didn't
meet her.
I know she was at Copper. I didn't actually meet her.
Jen Wang was there as well. Two of our greatest superfans were at Copper.
I'm pretty sure it's the same person.
Hannah Burlesque, Jen Wang, shout out. Hannah Burlesque wants to know, is there something about surfing or snowboarding that you have found gets better with age?
Ooh, that is a super good question.
The simple answer for me is that I can afford to buy all this shit now, which I could not. But I guess I used to get it. You turning more now?
I think you over the years you become more efficient at
right
turning.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those simple things you don't really think about because it's not really a Well, I guess it is in surfing, kind of.
Oh, I got it.
But it's, you know, in snowboarding, it's kind of just like, oh, you just turn. But like to do a good powder turn, the people that are seasoned do the best powder turns.
I got a great answer, Todd. You're going to like this one. So the best part about surfing, skating, snowboarding that you've found gets better with age is the pressure is off.
Yeah, I'll
just
agree with that.
By doing it, you're going against all odds.
True.
By still skating, by still surfing, by still snowboarding at 40 plus, you're killing it. And you don't have to do shit because you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best part of it,
in my opinion. That was a super good question.
Thank you.
I wish they were all like that.
I know. Most of the questions are really stupid.
Sometimes they're questions like this one.
I'm going to leave you with a comment from Tim Will Gibson, who's got a joke, and he says, what's the similarities between the Starship Enterprise and toilet paper? Go.
They both circle Uranus looking for Klingons.
I think that's funny.
Dad jokes are sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So can I go to your house now and get my bike?
Yeah. We're going to go get Todd's Super 73 bike. We love you so much.
See you next weekend on The Muppet Show. I wish The Muppet Show was still on.
I know. Me too. Bye.